Therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. For we also have had the gospel preached to us, just as they did. But the message they heard was of no value to them, because those who heard it did not combine it with faith. I repeat, they heard, but it had no value, because those who heard did not combine it with faith. Now we, who have believed, enter that rest, just as God has said. So I declare an oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. And yet, his work has been finished since the creation of the world. For somewhere he has spoken about the seventh day in these words, and on the seventh day God rested from all his work. I repeat, on the seventh day, God rested from all his work. And again in the passage above, he says, they shall never enter my rest. This is from Hebrews chapter 4. I'm at verse 6. It still remains that some will enter that rest. And those who formerly had the gospel preached to them did not go in because of their disobedience. Therefore, God again set a certain day, calling it today, when a long time later he spoke through David, as was said before. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts today. If you hear his voice, I'd like to put when you hear his voice. If you take time to quiet yourself down, you will hear his voice. Then you still have a choice. You can harden your heart and go on doing what you do. Instead of resting and obeying. And then combine it with faith. For if Joshua, verse 8, had given them rest, God would not have spoken later about another day. There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. Wow! Do you qualify? Are we the people of God? Who is he talking to? He's talking to me and you. Verse 10, for if anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own work. Say ouch. The reason we say ouch is because we're admitting that we're so accustomed to doing our thing on our own instead of depending on him. And then we wonder why we have a problem. Verse 9 again. There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own work, just as God did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest so that no one will fall by following their example of disobedience. Verse 12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing of the soul and the spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of my heart. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of my heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him whom we must give an account. Are we ready to give an account? I was talking to Judy today. Her press was to release a word to me about Bob. She said, I really sense in my heart that that man of God went straight into the heavens. He hit a home run and he didn't have to answer to anybody. Father would say, come on in, buddy. You've made that home run, you're in, and you'll never be out of my sight. And we will be together in eternity because you learned to love those that were always around you, and some were not lovable, but you chose to love anyway. Verse 14. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Every high priest is selected from among men and is appointed to represent them in matters related to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal gently with those who are ignorant
and are going astray, since he himself is subject to weaknesses.
I had a talk with the Lord today on that subject. I think the most critical person that I can meet is me. When I look at my weaknesses, I wanted those weaknesses dealt with years ago. When I say years, I mean multiple years. And the Lord said, if you don't have any patience with you, how are you going to have patience with those that are more broken than you? If I've waited this long to give you freedom from those weaknesses, it's because an ultimate purpose is to give you a heart of compassion for those that are more broken than you are or you have been. And I wanted to weep because his plan is eternal. His plan is much greater than me. Every high priest is selected from among men and is appointed to represent them in matters related to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for his sins. He is able to deal gently with those who are ignorant and are going astray, since he himself is subject to weaknesses. This is why he has to offer sacrifices for his own sins as well as for the sins of the people. No one takes this honor upon himself. He must be called by God. Just as Aaron was, so Christ also did not take upon himself the glory of becoming a high priest. But God said to him, "You are my son. Today I have become your father." You are my son. Today I have become your father. He says in another place, you are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And once made perfect, he became the source of eternal life and eternal salvation for all who obey him, and was designated by God to be the high priest in the order of Melchizedek. Take a deep breath. Say, Holy Spirit, help me. To have the resolve
to
enter the rest
that God has offered me.
I I can harden my heart and go on doing my own thing. But if I'm sweet enough and broken enough, I just will receive the grace by faith. So I can rest from all my busyness. And I have ears. And they do hear. I have eyes. And they do see. And my heart is perceiving your love for me. Your great love for me. Your incredible love for me. It's so much more than I deserve. But because of Jesus, he made it possible to be a son or a daughter of my Father. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Mold me, heal me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, fill me, use me, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. For those who have listened to this message, my prayer is that 2021 will be a time of rest beyond your imagination as you watch the hand of our Father transform this nation and America itself will recognize the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, who is with us and in us to do a work, first of all for Chicopee, for Massachusetts, for New England, for New York, from Eastern Canada, and all the other regions that you have allowed this word to go forth, so that those who are falling apart may rest and enter with God in a place of grace as we watch his hand complete us in the image of his Son.